So let me start us off on a word of prayer and then we'll begin, okay? Dear Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this time here together, Lord, to learn and to pray for these UPGs, and thank you for the privilege of doing that, Lord, that we can learn about the world that you love, the people that you love, and we thank you, Lord. We pray as people come in that not only our minds would be open, but that you yourself would be speaking to us, your Holy Spirit would be indwelling in us, and that you would whisper to us what you want us to learn and also to do, Lord. And so we thank you for this time. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. All right. So today we are finishing up a learn from last week, learn part two, but we're also going to the topic of prayer. Okay. And I think it actually worked out that our unreached people groups with each other. Okay. And then at the end of today, we will pray for those. Okay. So I do want us to break up into groups of two to three, okay, and share with each other what you learned. You could read it verbatim from the card, so I'm going to allow about 10 minutes, and online we'll break up into groups of two to three. So maybe just one group, that's fine. We can leave you on for now and then break out later. And then, someone's crying.
Caleb's crying for the unread people.
Oh, yeah.
No, he sees the candy. He sees the candy.
So go ahead and break up into groups of two to three and then share. And so if the 10 minutes is too long, like not only share about your UPG, but you could also share about the process. Like, what did you learn about doing this assignment? So break up to two or three. And the online, you guys, I think that's a small enough group you guys can share. Okay, go ahead. We'll do that. So everyone get the instructions. So share about your UPG, spend a few minutes, and then, okay, anyways. Okay, we're all coming back. Okay, let's all come back now. Okay. Okay, well, thank you for doing that. Now, I just want a few minutes, spend some time sharing as a whole class, like what did you learn about the process of researching UPGs? So not specifically about your UPG that you researched on, but the process of looking into it. We started talking about it last week, but what did you learn about that?
It was really kind of overwhelming. Once I got into the website and all the different locations, there's so many countries and so many people, just it's overwhelming, really right. Overwhelming. It's something that so many are just not reached at all or very minimally. Right. It's really an eye opener to see right. How all these different countries were not reached. It's a very eye opening and very informative and very, very, not shocking, actually, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other thoughts?
I thought it was fascinating because they're so different from me, and I realized how much you're sharing here, how much of a bubble. Man, because I'm learning about a group that is in Mongolia that is, they're all about black magic. Not good, but interesting.
Okay.
That's the very, that's what Joshua thought. That's the project. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the main area.
Okay.
That they are invested and overtaken by the black panthers.
Okay.
So I just thought that was fascinating. So we can connect.
For me, I'm still stuck on when Bex and I had a different reaction last week, mm-hmm. where when I think she was sharing about Afghan and said, I think her comment was like, it needs like 226 workers. And like, I think for her reaction, it was like, that's a lot of people that's needed. For me, my reaction is completely opposite. That's not a lot of people. It like 2 to 5 of us at our church can be a part of that, and we're going to cut that number down. It's very easy to achieve if there are willing people who become world Christians, you know. To me, the number is so easy in terms of the number of Christians in the world today. It's just that we're not mobilized or moved to do it. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I got out of, you know, the project, like mm-hmm. so much, like they're listing out how many workers are needed for each group. And to me, it's so achievable, mm-hmm. but we're not getting there. Okay. Like the church is not awakened to it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk about it in different lessons. Like how do they even reach that number, like number of workers needed, but we'll save that. So. Any other thoughts about this process?
I just have a question. Is this Joshua Project, is it a non-denominational group, or what do you know about them? I didn't find a lot of information about them directly.
I think it's a collaboration of different, it is non-denominational.
I see.
So, yeah.
Okay.
In the mission world, it's often non-denominational. I mean, denominations do have mission agencies, but they often, you can see they collaborate because there's not enough workers that if you any one place, it's not just like one denomination that occupies that region. They often like, you know, collaborate. Yeah. Any other thoughts? Okay, great. Okay, well, I want to talk about the learning part of it. So I want to jump into the Bible too, is like, is there a place in the Bible where we saw an example of someone going out to an unreached people group? Do we have an example? Can anyone think of?
So Arthur, I was going to share this earlier when you were asking what we were thinking about. And I don't know if you're thinking about this, but I think about from when I was 15, 15-20, where Paul says, I make it my ambition to preach the gospel not where Christ has already been named, as I build on someone else's foundation, but as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see. And those who have read the claim will understand. So that was what I was thinking of. Like, you know, we're talking about how many people need to go, you know, how many people are needed, you know, at a certain place. And I'm thinking like who is our example? Right. So actually I was thinking about that.
Wow.
I think that really takes a very special calling and a very special kind of like connection with God in Paul's heart that he wants to reach those who have never heard. And he has that special kind of moving to go there, you know, physically go there. So yeah, I don't know.
Not specifically that passage, but Paul, because Paul is, it's like the almost the first person you think of when you think of missionary. Like in the first church, like there are other examples, believe it or not, in the Old Testament of missionaries, but Paul, I think, is the one of the greatest ones that we think about. So I do want to share this one example of Paul. Let me just bring it up here. Let me share screen. Okay. So that you guys can see. Okay. Okay, this passage comes from Acts 17, okay. Can someone, and this is Paul speaking, of course, can someone read that for us, the whole section?
Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship. This is what I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. He is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everything life and breath, everything else. From one man, he made all the nations that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times and history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him, perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us."
Great, thanks. Okay, so from this passage, there's a number of things, but what can you see about this passage? Like, what can you learn about from Paul's example of him sharing with the people of Athens? Now, Athens, at that time, you can say they're an unreached people group, right? Because they've never heard of Jesus. They, you know, there's no church there. And so what can you glean from this passage? Anyone want to just share?
It starts with something they're familiar with.
Okay, it starts with someone, something that they're familiar with. Okay, great. What other things?
They're referred to an altar. Altars can be good and bad, right? If they're worshiping our God, or they can worship some other deity, which is not right. But they're not really say here. It's just an altar to God or altar to some other group.
It says altar to an unknown God. Unknown God.
They don't know then. They don't know what it's really for.
Right.
Yeah.
What are the things? I'll just say first off at the bat, Paul complimented them, right? It's not, it's good to compliment people you're unfamiliar with, right? Like he said, "I see in every way that you're very religious," right? He didn't bash them in the beginning, right? What other things?
He doesn't beat around the bush
mm-hmm.
very long.
Yes.
He speaks the truth.
Right. He jumps right into it, right? Yeah. He makes the connection, like, of his, their unknown God, mm-hmm. and then basically says, "I'm going to tell you about the known God, the God I worship," like, right away, right? Okay. What other things?
He's trying to teach him this is a living God, not a dead God. You know, this is a God of life, not a God of death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's almost trying to correct their understanding of God.
Right.
Like he said, he's not served by, he doesn't live in temples that you build. Right? He doesn't serve, we don't have to serve him with our human hands. Right? He's like, the misconception they have, he's trying to reverse that. Okay. Any other things?
But he does that with connecting it with something that they already kind of know, mm-hmm. like the unknown God and their altar that they have. So, like, he's relating to them somehow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good. Anything else? Yeah, I think that's good. I think, like, the points everyone's made, Paul's very direct And he hasn't started, I didn't show you the rest of his passage, but he hasn't gotten to Jesus yet. But it's like connecting what they already know to what the real God, you know, the characteristics of the real God. And actually he even goes on, not just talking about God, but God's plan for us, right? What God did, he made all the nations. And I want to point out, like, they should inhabit the whole earth. Like we touched on that subject before, right? So Paul clearly knew God's mission on this earth, right? And he's actually proclaiming to this unreached people group, not only this is what my God is like, this is God's plan for the world and for you as well. Okay, so he's not, you would think that to communicate God's plan is like for advanced Christians. No, but he just does it right before they even accept Jesus. Like he tells them what is God's plan for the world. This is it. He lays it out. Okay. So I know it gets further, but I think that's a good example for us to look.
All right, can I ask one quick question?
Yeah.
In this case, was Paul by himself? Or is anyone with him? Do you know?
I think they all traveled together. I don't know if it specifically listed his companion, but I don't think Paul was ever alone.
Okay. I wondered.
Yeah. Okay, great. So what I want us to now do is, like, I briefly touched on it last week too, is that the idea of this learning. So Paul actually had to learn about this other culture, right? He spent some time looking around and he found this altar so that he could make a point of connection, right? And so one of the process of learning the unreached people groups is that you would know something about them. And if you ever encounter someone, then you actually have a point of connection, okay? Now you might say, okay, what are the chances that I'm gonna meet one of these unreached people groups? Okay, it's hard to say, but believe it or not, like, we just met one last week, the Afghan Tajiks, you know. We met them, I emailed that, we had went to the, Jacqueline and Jesse were there, but we met some people and a family, Afghan refugees that came, and we invited them over for dinner, and we had dinner with them, and I found out they were Tajiks. Mm-hmm. And everything that, Bex, you had written the unreached people groups, mm-hmm. and I read your thing, mm-hmm. and actually I reiterated it back to them, and it says, is this true? Yeah. And they said, yes, like all the food items you listed, mm-hmm. like tea, yogurt, this is exactly what they eat. Mm-hmm. You know, they speak Dari, which is, you had mentioned, was the language of King Darius. So they're Persian related, mm-hmm. from the Medo-Persian Empire. So all these things that we learned, that I learned from what your research did, what it was helpful to connect with them.
Extra credit.
Yes, yes. So be aware that these people are here, you know, and so you may think that your research is unconnected, but I'll tell you stories of people who researched unreached people groups, and a few years down the line, they met them, or they actually became missionaries to these groups. Mm-hmm. Okay. So don't discount the work of God in learning, okay? So, but I do wanna go into the more practical aspects of, like, how do we learn? Because that's one of the habits of a world Christian, right? How we actually do these things on a regular basis, not just one time, but we continue to do it, okay? And so how do we learn? So I'm gonna show a video Okay, it's about a 5-minute video, okay, and then we'll break out and share. Okay.
I began to get discipled by a friend, and she began to teach me what it meant to follow Christ, and through that can love on people.
When I meet people who've gone through this learning process, their faith is vibrant. They're growing. They feel like they're on the team with God and with His plan for the ages.
I think it brings a lot of perspective and a lot of humility in learning about other cultures, learning about other peoples. I mean, we're all created in God's image, you know, not just Americans, not just Middle Easterns, not just Europeans. We're all created with God, you know, imprinted on our DNA.
When I started taking perspectives, I felt like a baby Christian all over again because I didn't know anything. But I think that's exactly where God wanted me to be. Because if I had gone into it saying, oh, I know about God's heart for the nations, I know all about God, then I wouldn't have learned as much.
Some people take a missions course to find out more. Some people like to read stories, true biographies of heroes of the faith in other parts of the world.
Try engaging with people of different cultures because you will find that they can teach you more than what you can teach them.
God continues to teach us as we seek Him, and as we seek Him, we draw near to Him. And so I think it's extremely important that we're continually seeking to learn from Him.
Some years back, I heard of a study done by Dr. Bobby Clinton about people who finished well. He looked at leaders in the Bible, and out of 100 leaders, there were about 50 of them that he could measure kind of what their behavior was. And he looked at leaders in modern day times as well, and he found that those who finished well continued to have this posture of learning.
The best ways that I learn is just learning from other people who have gone before me, who can share their life experiences. The more I study His Word, the more I can understand what God is really all about. It's not about me, but it's about what God's doing and being part of what God is doing around the world through different people and through missionaries. And really, if we're not being a world Christian, we're not doing what God's commanding us to do.
You know, Matthew 28:19, the Great Commission, you know, go and therefore make disciples of all nations. You know, it's not a suggestion. It's not a, you know, hey, if you get the time, hey, if you can squeak this in with your family and your house and career, it's a command.
I've learned more in these last 3 weeks about God's heart and His character and who He is than I have in my entire Christian lifetime.
It'll also prepare me to just share with them the truths that are in the Bible.
This process of learning has enriched my life in amazing ways, and it's taken it from boredom to excitement.
So really, it's all about the heart. If inside you are willing to learn new information and want a heart change and want a new attitude about things, then that's what a learner is.
Okay, so I also wanted to, I had emailed all you guys the learn list, which is a list of different activities. Let me try to, so I want us to take this time now and we'll break up into groups and to just share about something about maybe one thing on that list that you want to commit to doing, okay? I don't have that much time, so let's just take 5 minutes to do that. And let me, for those of you at home, I think if you search my email, you should have that list. Or I can post that list, okay? But we can break up into two groups. Again, we'll just do like 5 minutes.
That's an interesting.
He has 1 year in Peter's class and 1 year in his class. I don't know how he can go to a class like that.
He's gifted like that.
He's like, but well, yeah.
2 years,
he has
yeah.
One in eight.
He's gifted.
Because they were saying like Peter might like have some questions or something in his Chinese.
He's trying to minister as many places as he can. Just count them out right now.
Yeah, don't.
Okay. So besides James, let us actually. I think I can just attach the list for you online, so you have it. But the list. I can share here on the screen here too. I know when I break out from the groups, you lose this sharing. Okay. So let's break up for 5 minutes. Okay, and then take a look if you haven't already looked. Okay, if you can't read that, there's list here. Okay, if you can pass around. And pick one thing that you might be interested in. I'll highlight one thing that Pastor Alex was interested in, was to go to an ethnic restaurant and even talk to the owners or the workers there.
No, not even. Like you
do it, yes. Okay. So not just eat there, because we all can do that, right? But to take the next step.
Yes.
Okay, we're all coming back. I know you can go on. Okay, but so I think is everyone back? Yeah, I think so. Okay, so in your groups, like you can continue sharing, but see it as like a encouragement or like accountability to take it forward, because by yourself it's hard to just do this, especially if you're not in the habit. But if you shared something that you would like to try, in the next few weeks, I'm going to ask you to share within your groups. It doesn't have to be same groups.
So this is homework.
It is homework, yes. So look at it, and then I'm not saying you have to finish in the next 2 weeks, but attempt it, start it. And then next week, I think, Alex, you're leading. If you allow maybe 5-8 minutes, like for people to just share like what they've started. Some may have finished, but at least what you've started.
Can you remind me? Can
yes.
you just do it?
Yeah.
It's coming. Yeah, coming out.
And then in 2 weeks' time, when I teach, we'll revisit this again. Okay. So now.
We're going to ask you a favor. Can you email that list to us? I've lost it. I couldn't get it in time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll email it again.
Thank you.
So now I want to move into the time of prayer. Okay, so I think we'll take 15 minutes, and I know we'll go a little over, but we put up all the different prayer cards around the room, we want to spend time in prayer for these unreached people groups. And so for the people online, I'm going to just share screen, but I want people to pray out loud. Okay, so it'll be not one at a time, but it'll be like Korean style. So we all in this room just pray.
Yes.
Stand in front, take a minute to read. Okay. So right now you can actually get up and then stand in front of a prayer card.
What do we do with our phones?
Yeah.
You
post
take
it
up.
Post
it
up. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I want people to pray for the Uyghurs.
Okay. I'm gonna every 3 minutes. I'm gonna tell you to switch. Okay, so don't take too much time, read it, and then spend maybe the 1 or 2 minutes you have left to pray. So go right now, stand in front of
the people online. Are you gonna just gonna hold it up?
Yeah, no, I'm gonna post it for you.
Can I have them pray for the Uyghurs first?
Okay.
So you pray?
No, I have it all here.
What do you do? Yeah. Sorry.
Yes, and every few minutes, you can do. You can start your own. I'll tell you, I'll bring up another, for those online, I'll bring up another one. And so for the people online, if you can mute your thing so we don't all get too distracted, if you can mute yours, but pray, I encourage you to pray out loud at home.
So, okay,
go ahead, start. There's one right here.
Are you guys putting yourself?
No, but mine's not like this. It's okay. Just put get over there and put it up.
Even though someone's helping translate to sort of a, I don't have enough work and it's hard for them to
Okay, time. We'll go to the next one.
Anyone.
Thank you.
Okay, switch. Okay, switch.
Thank you.
Okay, switch. I'll do one more. Okay, let's come back together now. Okay. All right, well, I thank you guys for praying. Continue to pray. Does someone want to, just a reminder, if you are into books, in terms of learning. The books are still out here. If you take a look, I'll be out there. If you have a specific type of book, you can come and ask me about that. Otherwise, let's close. Does someone want to pray for us? Abby?
Dear Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. The sunny skies and nice weather that we get to be here at church. I was just looking at all of these people groups that are unreached, that need you, Lord, and some of them are so open to hear about you, but nobody
right.
will go there to
yes.
share. And
right.
we want workers that will go to these people groups that will share for that will share your good word to them. We pray for all the missionaries that have already gone to these
yes.
places, that they'll be safe and that they will continue to do the good works for
mm-hmm.
you, Lord. And we thank you that, and we pray that all these people will get a chance to hear about you.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.